It's wild to think that this time last year I was celebrating my 11th birthday with my new friends, and now I'm turning 12, and they're gone. He and Bryn tried to get me to celebrate with them, and Nori as well, but I don't know, it just feels weird without them. We've been training Bryn. They don't need a lot of training, though. They're doing really well. I've been trying to encourage them to do logs. They seemed frustrated, but okay, I'll be in there. I think we found something. In log.
What do you guys do?
Okay, so we had met religion. Oh yeah, I was gonna die.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna try to swing at his face again. My hammer.
Valis too. Val wants to take part of this.
So is Cal.
With a 14 hit.
Let me look at my character sheet, I lost it.
An 18 hit.
You know what I'm imagining? That meme of JoJo where it's just a bunch of us kicking
and then Cal looks over and starts joining the skin.
Okay, so what was the first hit again?
14, 18, and 8.
The first two hit, not the 8.
Okay, you take 21 damage.
I take half that. I'm raging.
Like, I have 1 HP. We could all die.
Yeah, I'm getting hit, Josh.
Oh my god. And I'm down. Are you going to continue attacking Patches while I'm down?
Yeah.
Okay.
What'd you get?
I got a 17 for Cal's next attack.
How much damage?
9.
I take half.
I got a 19. You take half my damage, so you take 5 damage.
Okay, so 9. I'm down to 15.
Jesus.
Josh, I'm gonna hit
Val.
Try to.
Yeah, you're gonna try.
You gotta roll.
Where's my weapon?
Well,
Val's down.
Wait, someone has to revive us, and I don't trust Patches.
Oh
too.
Yeah, oops.
Wait, it's all three of us down, but Patches?
No, not
no,
Cal.
No one's the only one down is Val.
No, and Josh is down.
I got down too.
He didn't make a roll against you.
Oh, yeah, he just announced that I hit you.
Okay, I hit him.
Oh yeah.
Although y'all, we'll get advantage. The one remaining person standing up gets advantage on hitting me now because I recklessly attacked.
Well, Cal gets advantage of hitting him.
All right. Well,
he got a nat.
He got 24.
A 24 and a nat 1.
Okay, I take 3 damage.
3 damage.
I'm at 12. I shouldn't hit Cal. I just stay there menacingly.
So you want him to keep attacking you?
Yeah.
What are the townspeople saying?
2 damage. He got a nat 20, so
I'll take 4.
14 damage.
Oh, 14 damage divided by, what was I at? Oh no. Okay, I'm at 8.
Jesus. Another 3 damage. Another 3 damage. Another 3 damage.
Okay, that's it. There we go.
Alright. You guys are all downed.
Cal just looks up and all of his teammates are dead. Finally.
He can leave peacefully now.
Yeah, we see him just standing with your body laying around him. He says, oh, well, that was cathartic. Yeah, you guys are in this black space. You see game over in red letters. And while you are waiting, while you're sitting in this black space, you hear voices. Val, you hear the bubbling water. John, you can hear not as loudly. You hear a muffled bubbling water, and you hear the hum of a machine. Patches, you hear like very strongly the hum of a machine.
Patches is going to focus on the hum and then visualize. Can Patches feel their hand?
No.
Okay, they visualize where their hand should be, or just visualize the feeling of their hand clenching, and then tries to cast Shock and Grasp.
Which hand? Well, I guess it'd have to be your material hand.
Yeah. And is also going to try to tap into the Lightning Runner. I don't expect anything to happen, to be honest, but they're trying to.
Okay. What do you have to roll for that spell?
It is a... believe anything they touch has to do a constitution saving throw? Let me make sure before I say that.
Make a wisdom with Patches' modifier.
17.
You had a 17?
Yes.
Alright. Patches, you feel... You know when you rubbed your socks on carpet and you have your hand next to, let's say, a balloon?
Mildly.
And you can feel the hairs on the back of your hand begin to stand?
Yeah.
You kind of feel something similar. You feel that in your hand, but it quickly goes away.
Hmm. I'm going to try to bite my tongue.
Okay. Roll another wisdom check.
Okay. 19.
You feel your tongue for a second, but then nothing.
Ugh.
Do I see Xerxes at all for this time?
Yeah, but he's kind of just pouting.
Oh, alright. He's just gonna pout there?
Yeah, he's just kind of sitting on the ground, like almost curled up in a ball with his back towards you.
Alright. Hold on. I'm gonna try something real quick, Xerxes. And, he's going to point his middle finger on him and shoot fireball towards himself. At least try to. Like, at himself.
I love Mikey's stress.
Okay. Are you trying to cast it as John or as you in this black space?
John.
Okay. Roll... Make a wisdom check with Xerxes' stuff.
That's a natural 20.
A natural 20?
Yeah.
You feel your... Which hand are you doing this with?
My right hand.
You feel your right hand begin to warm up, and you can feel your hand almost get into the middle finger position, but it stops.
Oh, it was a try. I don't know what else we could do to try to break, like, mentally break out of here. Xerxes, you keep on trying.
He says, what can I do? You have primary control right now.
I mean, you have a point. I'm kind of out of ideas myself.
Yeah, he just kind of sits there continuing to steam.
I want to just try to cast Ray of Frost.
Okay. Go for it. Roll a wisdom check.
17 plus 1, 18.
You feel your right hand and right... Well, which hand is the water hand?
I believe left.
Okay. You feel your right hand and your, like, right hip get cold for a little bit, but it kind of quickly disperses.
Okay, I'm done. I don't care that much.
You guys can hear... You can hear some people talk outside. Patches, you're hearing it over the hum of this machinery. John, you are hearing it quite a bit better. And Val, you're hearing it over the... you're hearing it through water. But you hear someone say...
Okay, it's been a couple days. How's Mr. Doe doing?
Well, we've been keeping an eye on him. But he seems to be doing a lot better. They appear to have been dead for the past couple hours. They started to attack each other. I think they're trying to find a way out right now, but they should be able to get out this way.
Okay, okay. Just keep an eye on it. The runes should keep them down. The drow shouldn't have as easy as a time getting out as they do, but these runes should keep steady.
And you guys are revived.
Okay, guys. So, Iron Fist, I had an idea. We all heard...
I thought you were about to be like, Iron Fist, and then punch Cal in the stomach.
That does... I'm going to punch Cal in the stomach now.
All right,
and then continue roll. Talking. let me just roll a straight-up d20. Actually, you know what? Just take the... I'm going to recklessly attack him with my fist.
God.
So that's a 23 to hit with my fist.
Yeah, he fucking... you go, ah, Iron Fist, and punch him in the stomach, and he drops to the ground.
So as he's writhing around...
Wait, did that kill him?
Yeah, that would have killed him.
No, it's just one damage. I just punched him.
I mean, yeah, he only has one health.
Oh, okay. So anyway, so guys, my idea was...
John presses the revive button. Like, I don't think this is gonna work for him.
Okay, so y'all. Guys, my idea was, we all heard them say runes, correct?
Yeah,
heard them runes? Say what?
Runes.
I think it was only runes. Me and you.
Oh, okay. Well, other guys who weren't dead. We heard them Wait. Say that we were being kept there by runes.
Yes.
Runes.
Yeah.
Runes.
Yeah. All of us.
I don't know about you.
They said something about they didn't need to. They didn't have to worry about you. And I'm sorry if that hurts your feelings.
No, I mean you're a demon and a grim reaper. But what about the other two?
Oh, so you could be bound by the ruins. What did you said you were hearing bubbles, didn't you? At or water or something at Val.
I just
thought someone was peeing around me. But the more I've been in there, it kind of feels like I'm in water. Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm not hearing that. I'm just hearing machines.
I hear the hum of a machine to my left.
Oh, that's nice. Well, anyway, the thing is... just kidding. But at least for the runes, and possibly the machines as well, if we can't do much out there, we can try to study how the mechanics of this game work. Like, if we can figure out, like, at least... the way that this game generates things like spells and NPCs and such, then we can find its limits and push at them until some sort of like code breaks and they have to potentially affect the machines that are running it.
I was thinking the same thing, except Xerxes was telling me to kill all the townsfolk, and I don't think that's a good idea.
Well, to an extent, we can try some other things first.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, we don't know if they're actual people or not.
So what are each of your spells? I want to know what the limits of this reality are.
I have acid arrows.
Okay.
I have
That's the closest thing I have to a spell.
Well, yeah, I paralyzed you that one time. I can shoot a guiding beat of light, which I also saw. I could do a couple other things, but I don't think they're going to be that useful in what we're planning on doing here. What about you, Val?
Torin? My spells include Mage Hand, Vicious Mockery, Charm Person, Cure Wounds, Hideous Laughter, Long Strider, Heroism, Thunder Wave, Enhance Ability, and my Fire Breath.
What?
I have a
spell called Protection from Evil and Good, but I don't really like classifying things as evil and good, but that's a whole philosophy thing we won't get into.
Well, let's think. Dang it. What was the, one of your last spells at the dragon lizard person? Enhance ability. If there's anything that makes me think that it may push the limits of the game, we could use enhance ability on someone's stat that's already relatively high.
Could we use it on the townsfolk? Well, I guess if it's coded in game, it would be fine.
I mean, I have a pretty high dexterity. I have a 17 in dexterity.
But what would do you having a high dexterity change?
I mean, you could try to do enhancing feats. Ability, aren't we?
Like, yeah, because theoretically, think of one of those old Soon games that I saw Val playing before, when a character is glitched and they're jumping higher or doing something faster than they should be doing, the game glitches behind them.
Okay, so
if we can do something, like push the limits of the game that way. Maybe we can start to see the cracks.
Isn't there like a game where we can just like push a ball into a corner of a wall and fall through the world?
Yes, so we can start pushing people into corners and or running into corners ourselves. But besides this
remember
is
that one time when that one guy glitched out?
Like yeah, killed him. Trying to do it again. Yeah. Oh yeah, he clipped through the wall.
Yeah. Oh, that one location might be... Okay, let's think about this one location and track back to it, even though it was probably just a location that was dropped by our DM as a joke. Okay, so where did that happen?
That happened outside of the mouth of the cave of the
Blood Bay encampment.
Let's go back there.
I didn't say words. I just kind of blood bay.
The Blood Bay encampment.
Wait, I think we should heal ourselves to full HP.
Oh yeah, let's go back on the save.
Like 1 HP.
Do we just want to go back on the save or go to sleep?
Go to sleep.
Let's just go to sleep.
Okay.
Okay.
Could we tell if there were any other people in the room that weren't just our captors?
Any people other than your captors? What do you mean?
I'm metagaming because I heard when the owl was talking to one of the others, they were like, oh yeah, the three of the like several that we have like this. Or at least I thought that. I don't know. Well, long story short, what I'm asking the other two is, do y'all think that there are other players in this game that aren't just us that we could contact or find?
Possibly.
I mean, it is completely possible, but we don't know how large this game is.
It can also be possible that the NPCs are people.
I'd rather not think about that.
Well, if we kill them...
We might know.
Yeah, because if they're in real NPC, they'll just come back.
Because
no matter how many
scenario,
times we kill them.
We've killed an entire town full of people. I think we can kill one person.
Wait, what?
You've killed... I was just trapping Xerxes did body. It. Alright.
Yeah,
I didn't like that when that happened.
Xerxes, look at me. It's okay. I'm proud of you. You killed so many people. Did you hear them begging?
Inside of John, Xerxes is like, shut the fuck up, fell. I know I was good at doing that.
But good boy. Anyway, let's go murder someone. Who do I not like? Oh, gold. We need that book from that golden guy.
Wait, are we actually... Wait, okay, so we did go to sleep, right?
Yeah, someone just needs to spend 6 gold.
I already took it out.
Okay, radical.
We're at 369. No, yeah.
805. Go check it to me one more time. I don't know what the next one is.
I don't know what that is. Sounds like a dad song.
369, 805, girl, shock it to me one more time. Get low, get low, get low, get low, get low.
Oh,
get
that
low,
song.
Get low.
I don't know.
I don't know if I said
that. I don't listen to vintage music.
I love old music. So yeah, what are you guys doing?
So murder is one plan. Do you want to murder?
Val seems like she really wants to do for some reason.
And we have saved.
Yeah,
just murder once real quick and let's
see.
Well,
let's save. We haven't saved in a while. I'm going to save right now.
Okay. Have we even reloaded any of our save files?
No.
You reloaded at the very beginning and it was very existential.
Because
you guys froze, then everything went black, and then you were back in the same exact spots you were.
Yeah, I don't think I want to go through that again. I mean, Val, if you want to kill people, I can't exactly stop you, but I don't really want to be involved in that.
Did you say something? I'm trying to think of who I'm going to kill.
I will help kill.
We don't have to kill.
You're right. We don't have to. I want to.
Okay, well...
Oh my god.
The fact that you're getting emotions and this is the way it's going does not comfort me.
I'm not reclaiming it. I'm using it as a slur. So that was like the energy that I was getting from the wanting to kill.
Let's think this through first.
Okay.
Okay, I've thought it through. Let's go.
Wait. Oh.
Alright. This might actually work. Alright, I'll be there if y'all need healing, I guess.
You can hit the reset button.
Should we...
If it goes wrong.
Should we try to get him somewhere excluded so there's no witnesses?
Yes.
I don't know if that'll affect...
Yeah, let's try to do that. I don't want, the guards to see us or whatever.
Yeah, I don't know how aggro works in that aspect.
Okay. Let's go to church.
All right.
Take me to church.
I'm tired of these. Okay, sorry. We get it.
What do you guys do? You guys are in the... what's it called? What's the area with all the pews?
The pews?
The auditorium? There's an actual word for that. How do I not know it?
I know what you mean. The prayer house. That's not it.
Sermon hall.
The prayer house. You guys go into the main area of the church, and you see Leon prepping a book. Or not prepping a book, prepping a sermon, looking through a religious book on a... what's that called? A lectern?
Yeah.
At a lectern, while you see Leo Frick and some other acolytes doing some, like, grunt work, like sweeping and whatnot. Leo Frick smiles when he sees you, and he says, "Oh, yes."
I am fine with our choices.
Leo Frick walks up to you and he says, "Are you guys going to help me with this?" Yes.
Yeah, sure. We just need to figure out how to get him by himself.
Yeah, so we can pickpocket him.
Oh, you should get him in the special prayer room we have in the back. Yes, that'd be a good spot. I've already cleaned that area.
Don't like that.
It's a special little prayer room where we take prayer groups and we pray.
Okay.
All right. Let's do that. All right. Should we take him out too? I don't feel like his.
We could just do him. Yeah. But it'd be hard to get
him
somewhere.
There's a lot of witnesses in here, though.
Yeah.
Wait, can you show me the prayer room?
Yes. Come okay. This way.
Okay. This works.
He takes you guys behind the stage, and there's a room that leads to an area that is just this plain looking wooden room with like this bench that's up against the wall, and you see Hygieia's religious symbol on the wall, and he says, "This is my favorite room. I get to pray to Hygieia every day." Yes.
And if you were to pray, like, if
show
I don't
us
know.
The location and position, because we might want him to pray as well. We want to be prepared.
We also want to know, like,
we want to get indoctrinated to our religion. Yes, my first task as the preacher. Oh yes, let me show you how it's done properly.
Okay, yes.
Who wants to do this?
What?
Nothing.
Just
I think
sit down and do the prayer.
He walks up to the bench and gets on his knees and puts his elbows on the bench, and he says, "Oh, like this," and we say, "Praise."
He's defaced away from us.
Yes.
Okay.
I already did it.
Okay.
That's a 17 to hit.
I got a 17 to hit.
If he's still alive, I'm going to hit him with my axe.
Yeah, you slash him and he says, "Oh, what's this? A backstab, I see."
There's supposed to be a head cut off.
All right, go for it.
I'm going to rage and see. Really? Okay.
That does it. Yeah, you slice him and he falls over.
God, I didn't like that guy, but I also don't like seeing murder, so I have very conflicted feelings right now.
Okay, so let's
little menu pops up when you look at him, and you can see his items.
Anything okay, interesting?
Is there anything that seems like it'd be an unplayable character, not an NPC?
Yeah.
No, you see his robes, a dagger, and 4 gold.
I mean, I think it's gold.
So we just killed an innocent question mark NPC?
You also see a prayer book.
Let's look at the prayer book.
It's a prayer book to Igea.
How clean is it? He died dirty. That means he doesn't go to heaven.
Oh, no!
No!
I mean, it's pretty pristine. The only thing of note is there's a few tabs on a few pages. But other than that, it's a fairly pristine book. Very well taken care of.
Okay, so now we just reset and see if he's still there? Or what do we want to do?
That's a good idea. Yeah, let's do that. Let's reset and see if it's still there.
Okay.
Sound good?
Yeah. John pushes the load button.
Alright, you guys freeze. The screen turns black. Or everything around you turns black. And then suddenly you are standing in completely different positions in the room that you're standing in before.
Okay.
Oh, God.
By before,
I don't
you
like
mean
that.
The morning or before we killed
yeah,
the
and
man?
That morning.
Okay, okay.
You're standing God. In the room that you guys purchased.
Let's go see if that life I took was valid.
The thrill makes me feel like I'm still alive. Okay, let's go see.
Oh, my God.
You guys head into the church and you see Leon standing at the lectern prepping his sermons. You see the acolytes sweeping and cleaning the room, and then you see Leofric, and he says, oh, yes, are you here to do the deed?
No, we're good. Are we good? Oh. I don't know.
I think we, he's an NPC. Killing him wasn't really worth it.
Well, you mean killing him wasn't really, I forgot the word. I'm just trying to say it didn't matter, John.
Wasn't fruitful?
It wasn't, it didn't, not.
Pious.
We can kill.
Apache just randomly says pious.
It was very pious of us to kill a servant of the clean God.
We didn't come to church to be pious.
I'm sorry, did you say you killed an acolyte?
I said,
is there anyone missing?
It.
No.
Like, yeah, we did it. We did it good.
We did
you
it so
kill
good.
Him again?
I whisper, kind of.
are you talking about me or Leon?
Do you remember when we killed you and reset the game?
You. What?
Do you remember us killing you and resetting the game?
You see him kind of like have a 1,000-yard stare for a moment, and you see him begin to shiver, and he begins to look around, and then he kind of just drops to the ground and convulses. And he seems like he's having a seizure. Mm-hmm. And then y'all freeze, the screen goes black, everything goes black. And then you're back in the in room.
Let's set off a horribly traumatic event, reset, and then remind everyone of it.
That sounds like a great idea, actually. Let's do that.
I'm sorry, what?
What?
All right, let's see what my spells are.
If one person, like, realizing that they're in a game, if that was a real person.
If everyone else does it, that means you could probably do it over and over again, too.
Could probably crash the game.
Let's run into let's go into the church. I can at least use Thunderwave.
Yeah,
no, hold on. We shouldn't traumatize these people.
They're
it's
NPCs?
For the sake of their own good. We're getting them out of the game.
Mm-hmm. If the game
people are sentient and their intelligence is being suppressed, would it not be the morally right thing to do to show them they are sentient and give them the opportunity to leave the game and not be oppressed?
Correct.
We don't know how they experience death
kind of situation.
I'm red pilled. Hashtag QAnon. Let's go.
Would you say trying to value your input?
We don't know how they experience death. They could experience death in a much more real way than we do.
Then they wouldn't be normal like us, or be human, or whatever. We're not human.
obviously something was remembered. I mean, if they experience death in a painful way and then come back, at least knowing that that's a thing and not having your memories repressed. That's literally what happens in hell half the time. Do you watch TV, Cal?
And John's head, Xerxes saying, kill, 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 kill. Like,
John. John.
Kill,
kill, kill, kill, kill.
If y'all like, don't want us to start killing, what else do y'all think we should do?
What can we do with this information that we've gained?
I think that if we
the more
if we do
kill,
go this route, then we should
the more
choose one person.
But the more we kill, the more EXP we get, and the easier it will get to break the game that
way,
too.
Did we get any EXP from killing that one dude?
Did we?
Well, it would be gone now, but...
I know, but
yeah,
Michael
but
did
I don't
me.
Think he did.
Did we get...
I mean, yeah, you guys got 10 XP that would have been divided up amongst you.
Huh. I mean, I guess, so, but then we'd have to kill everybody and then restart.
Yeah.
And then
and we'd lose everything.
Well, yeah, we'd lose the experience. Xerxes is still whispering kill inside of his head.
We could...
We could do traumatic things that aren't killing.
Exactly.
I think that's worse.
Kill me in front of them.
What do you mean by that, Patches?
Okay, what if we just talk to them a lot?
What
if we just like are like you're in a game and say that over and over until they?
Oh yeah,
flinch.
Let's just break them mentally.
Yeah,
that's okay.
I mean,
gonna tap into my long pillow.
No.
Oh no.
Okay. Well, now I'm just gonna go back to the church and at least try to figure out something. That's not
okay.
Violent.
Hi, everyone. I know it's been a while since you've heard from me in this form, at least, but we're going to hear a quick message from me and our sponsors and from the Be Gay Roll Dice Network. I know it's been a while. I've been trying to get caught up on everything. We kind of fell behind, but... we're working on it. In the meantime, I hope you are enjoying the new take, I guess, on the editing. I hope y'all are enjoying it. This is just a reminder to go check out The Game is Afoot. They're the podcast from the Big A Roll Dice community that we are advertising this week. So please feel free to check them out. Hopefully we'll be doing Lords of the Week again here soon, and in a couple months we will switch over to Nathanael's campaign. Again, we'll come back to this one. This will be called Part 1 of Revolution. We'll do Part 2, and I think based off of our schedule next year, and then we'll do Part 3 later. This is just to kind of switch things up, keep people on their toes, just to have some fun. But I hope you're enjoying the episode. Now time for a word from the Be Gay Roll Dice community.
Hi! Welcome to The Game is Afoot. This is a podcast where queer guests...
I'm back, baby!
...play games.
I pick my jaw up off the floor real quick.
Real quick.
Put that back on.
And do an interview.
My secret is...
This is published on the first and third Sunday of every month, so come join us. And I hope you have a good time. Bye!
Yeah, you guys arrive there, and you see Leon tending to his lectern, and you see the acolytes cleaning, and then you see Leofric, and he says, "Oh, yes, are you here to do the deed?"
Why did we pick this guy to be the central thing that we do?
True.
Hey, dude, we killed you earlier. Do you remember that?
I was not going to tell him that again.
You... What?
God damn it.
And he freezes. And...
Wait, I thought this is what we were supposed to do. Right?
Hey, it might work.
You see him actually begin to glitch out, and you just see him fall through the floor, and then you guys freeze, and things turn black, and it then you're in the inner room, room again.
I took two questions last time. It took one question now. His psyche is fracturing. Let us continue.
But But, I mean, will this work if we just keep on getting reset, though?
What we can try at least two more times.
What if we do something in between the black space?
Yes. Like, prepare an action that will trigger right then.
Will that work?
Like, it was spells, possibly.
I don't know. What, can I... How could I use that?
Well, do we have any time-sensitive devices or attacks or spells that we can string to happen in like a consecutive series of times that would be forced to try to occur during the blackout?
Let's just go. Hold on. Can we go save in the church?
Yeah, so that make it a lot easier.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. We save in the church.
The other thing to consider are places where they wouldn't expect the players to go because it has no use to them, that are probably less developed. What can y'all think of around town that we would not want to?
Have we tried to find the world border?
Oh, we haven't.
I mean, no. It seems like,
That seems like a weird thing to have in this game when millions of years ago on Earth, Minecraft is infinite.
Is this a full game? Is it fully released? I haven't heard anything about this game.
You play video games?
Yeah, I play video games.
Why aren't you good at them? It's a demo. Let's go.
I don't know why, but when Val says it, it's cool. But when you say it, man. Just kidding.
God, such a bully to Cal.
Yeah, we are. Like,
and for no reason, too.
Yeah, he's just helping.
Like, even John, who's supposed to be, like, a nice guy, is mean to him. I just don't know why it just comes out naturally. I'm so sorry, Cal.
But we're not, too. Anyway.
Yeah, I figured. Okay, where do you guys go?
You murdered me a while ago.
We specifically were supposed to.
Yeah, let's
where
see.
Where are we going?
So
let's
we
go.
Can look for the... Did we save in the church already?
Yeah, yes, we did.
Okay, let's kill the dude one more time, just for shits and giggles, and then we can go to the edge of the world.
Hey, we killed you. You're life's a lie. You're in a video game.
This is probably better than real life, too. That's what's unfortunate. Anyway.
Come on, guys. Go there.
I spit really? On him.
Yeah.
Does he break?
Yeah, you actually see his body ragdoll. And in a very uncomfortable way where his joints move in ways they're not supposed to. And
that's unsettling.
Like he starts like twitching, but with like one arm
jump at his twitching
moving
form.
Around in a circle in a way that it's not supposed to at the elbow.
Save right now.
You
presses the save button.
Okay. You jump on his form as John saves, and when you land on him, the his body kind of stretches in an unnatural way, and fly like different parts of him fly outside of the building, and then the screen goes dark, or I keep saying screen. Your vision goes black, and it's black for a weirdly long time.
Feed it more inputs. Keep doing the same thing over and over. Get a little slower.
You actually hear an alarm in the background.
Let's all start trying to do the actions and spells we know.
And when you guys come back, you are not at that place you just saved. You are right at the entrance of the church instead of jumping onto his freaking out body. And when you walk in, Leo Frick is gone. Leo Frick. Leo Frick is gone.
So all we have to do is that to every single NPC.
Yeah.
I mean, that's exterminate. A lot, but it's something, I guess.
Okay.
Let's go do it to this priest dude, I guess, and then all of his acolytes.
We can look for the world edge first.
Oh, yeah, let's look for the world edge. That was something we said
okay.
We were
going to
do.
I don't know why. I'm now the one that doesn't want to kill.
What a mix of emotions we all are.
How the turns have tabled.
Okay, let's go.
Sorry.
All right, where you guys go?
The world end. So we just keep walking.
We don't...
Do you want to go north, south, east, west?
Let's go east. South.
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 Okay, you guys head south for a while. And after a while, you start to head down a hill, and you recognize your starting point, and you actually still see the corpse of the wolves, but the corpse of the bandit is gone.
Hmm. Okay, that's kind of ominous. Creepy.
I mean, how long have we been here?
We've been here for, what, 3-4 days?
Well, apparently we've been here for a couple of weeks, according to the people we were all listening to. Have we not put that together as a group yet?
I mean, in the real world, yeah, we've been here for a surprising amount of time, but...
Whenever we go to sleep in the end, we don't actually know how long we sleep for.
True. We don't sleep. I'm wondering if time just goes by slowly here.
I guess.
I think it does.
Or maybe we're reliving...
In the 30 seconds or so that we're dead, doesn't feel like 30 seconds when we're dead.
Also, like... What if we're just, like... Every time we reset or restart or something, we're living a new life?
I mean, that's how human consciousness works. That's the theory of June, I believe.
There's a Rick and Morty episode over it.
I'm down for it. Anyhow,
I'm going to keep walking.
Same.
All right, you guys head down further and you keep going south. And then eventually you get to a point where you just can't keep walking. It's like there's an invisible wall, but you can see the land continue past this point.
I think we found it.
Let's try killing the NPCs near this location.
I was gonna say, what if you kill me on the wall and then... No, I won't glitch through it.
Okay, so what do we want to try first?
I think if we try to break the wall, like attack it?
I mean, try, but I'm sure they planned for that.
Cowl takes his bow and arrow and tries to fire it, and the arrow just stops and drops.
All right, so that was pretty lame. What do we want to try killing Val up against the wall, see if she glitches through, or do we want to like drag an NPC all the way through to here?
We can this do Val first.
I'm already here.
All right. Well, Patches, you want to do the honor?
Oh, yes. I'm gonna rage.
What are you angry at?
My mom. the half elf who doesn't acknowledge me from town. Anyway, let me roll. I can't see.
We're gonna kill her against the wall, or are we just gonna kill her and throw her against the wall?
Both are kinky.
We had to kill her against the wall, like we're because then yeah, it's possible that my axe will glitch too through the wall.
Mm-hmm. You jump like at her body too, the wall like this.
Okay, so like almost T-posing against the wall.
Yeah.
Wait, who has the highest strength?
I think
barbarian. And when I'm raged, I think I have advantage on strength checks.
Okay, I just wanted to see who might have a stronger chance of knocking her through the wall.
Y'all can enhance ability on me too.
Okay. Have you started the murder yet?
I did roll. We can say that it's not happened yet.
No, but I do want it to. No, it's okay. It's audio medium. Never mind.
Okay.
So
you got hit with a nat 20, Connor.
I know.
Oh, that wasn't nat 20.
That's why I was like, tell me if I'm dead yet.
How much health do you have?
Like 26.
Oh, yeah. I mean, okay. If you count both attacks.
Yeah, that's what
I mean, we can just count the first one, and then if you wanted to do the enhance ability, we could do that before the second attack.
Sounds good. Val says after she gets attacked in the body with an axe, so she's just kind of laying against the wall.
Help me kill you, please.
You have enhance ability.
Yeah. Val holds out her hand.
Grim.
Who?
You... Yeah. What's your Warhammer do?
Oh, that's right. I completely forgot about this bitch. It's a special Warhammer, isn't it? I don't remember.
I'm diminishing.
Why would it?
It decreases AC.
It decreases your AC by square rooting it if it has a square root.
But that doesn't really do anything for the situation, though, does it?
But if we mess up the numbers, it could.
I was just saying so that if we wanted to enhance Patches' ability, we could give her that Warhammer just for the time being. Try to get Val's AC to a number that could be diminished, and then maybe have that functional, maybe? I don't know.
Well, we could try. Must lightly hit her with the Warhammer repeatedly until she's almost dead.
Oh my god. Cool. She's already almost dead with that. What is that, a 20...
A
21.
Oh, yeah, I have 5 HP left.
Let's just try it this way first.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't your Warhammer have a bonus to its damage?
I think it's a plus something.
I think it's a plus one.
Yeah, because
it's a magical weapon.
I think it is a plus one.
So do you fuck the armor thing? But Patches, do you want to take that just so you can do some extra damage?
I mean, its base dice that it rolls is less.
I think it's also a versatile weapon.
Hmm. No, it's if it does the same damage, I'll try.
It does the same damage.
Versus a 1d12, right?
Yeah, mine is a 1d12.
Oh, does it? Yours is a 1d12?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jesus. Okay, never mind.
Okay. I will. Then the second one goes through. 18 to hit. And that's 10 damage because I didn't include rage.
Oh, damn. Yeah. You die up against the wall.
Has it seen your cute little
kick the body.
Lizard. Kick me. You can't hear this. Kick me.
I roll a strength check.
All right.
What do I hear? Bitches talking.
How does enhance ability work?
Let me see. Did anybody cast an enhance ability on you, Patrick?
No. Why would
you? Okay, that's fine. Yeah, it wouldn't really work after you were dead anyway.
Val, you hear, you do hear people talking. You actually hear someone sound pretty angry. You hear him say,
I'm sorry. What the fuck do you mean? How far have we been set back?
And it goes quiet for a while, and he seems to be talking to someone that doesn't sound like they're responding, but he seems to be hearing, you assume that he's on a phone, mm-hmm. just by the way he's communicating. And he says,
Alright, send her in here. We'll talk about this. God damn. All right. Yep. Couple months. All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
And then he hangs up, and he turned. You can hear him louder, as if he's turned towards you. And you can hear him say,
"How did you manage to break the game that badly? Like, I don't understand. Which one of you assholes did that? It is."
Can I roll to point out my asshole?
Yes. Roll a wisdom.
To do what out of your asshole?
With Val's.
No Val's. It's plus one. 18.
You feel your butthole blink.
No. Okay.
Yeah, that's kind of all you hear. Everyone else, you guys can see her body, or I guess his body slump up against the wall. This invisible wall, and it just kind of sits there with the revive above it.
Oh, so couldn't it pull or push it through this time? Alright,
John pushes the revive button.
All right, and Valor is up.
I'm the asshole.
What? What did you hear this time?
Tell us something we don't know. What happened?
Patches, why did you get so sassy?
I don't know. This is a silly, goofy mood.
I think, Patch, you got so sassy whenever you started
dying.
Yeah. I think he's just impressed by our work. Yeah. Ooh. Some
what?
Some man so jealous of our boogie that he's freaking out because we broke the game.
So
we actually broke it.
Well, duh! Well, did you not just see what happened? Did you not see what happened with Leif Erikson? I forgot his name.
That one creepy dude. He's gone like, now, out of this world. Yeah, then
yeah.
We broke
Doki Doki Literature Clubbing this.
I knew we. I didn't think it was that. I didn't think it was very serious. Was it? But you said someone was sincerely upset about it.
I mean, the only I can't think of a joke. Yeah.
Do you know which one it was? Was it someone we've heard before?
Probably. It was a precedent. Wait.
So precedent?
It was the same. Okay.
I'm gonna go sleep.
Wait, we're gonna go back to the inn?
That's at 1 HP.
Do you want to just camp out here for
we
the night?
We could heal you, right?
Heal me.
I mean, yeah. I cast Cure Wounds on her. Let me get that spell.
So I can just myself again.
So,
I wonder what happens if we talk about Leif Erikson to the other people.
Yeah, because he's gone. We should try to break one of the NPCs that specifically they wouldn't expect us to break. Because that dude was kind of shifty.
Who could we break?
My mother?
There's over 28... There's over 28 NPCs.
We could just break the angel.
I say we go back to the church because we already broke. Like, yeah. Maybe the code is still more broken there.
True,
that's true.
Break it even more.
And there's a few different bodies to get rid of. Oh yeah,
we can do that.
Fast travel. We last saved at the
yeah the last save. Let's load.
We load up the church.
Yeah, you guys are in the entrance of the church.
I walk in. What's his name? Cal?
That you're talking about Leofric McKinnon?
Leofric? Hey guys, where's Leofric? That's so weird. I came here to kill him a third time.
you can see one of the acolytes. You can see that his name is Favian Trugust.
Mm-hmm.
He's like a middle-aged male half-elf. And he says, "Oh, I'm sorry. Is there someone you're looking for?"
Leofrickson.
This guy's name is so hard to pronounce and remember.
It's like someone coughing in Irish or something. Like I can't say it. What is it?
Leofric McKinnon.
Leofric McKinnon.
Yeah, have you seen Leofric McKinnon?
I'm sorry. I don't know who that. Are you talking about Leon?
No, Leofric, the guy who murdered in front of you.
I don't know who that is. I'm sorry.
Well, maybe we should just murder this guy. All right, guys?
I mean,
okay,
we've come this far. How many people are in this room?
Yes, John. Kill, 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 kill.
There are three other acolytes and Leon Mournhelm. All right,
so if we kill it in front of them, it will have an even greater impact.
That's what I've been saying. All
right, let's do this.
I kill him. Let's
all attack.
Let's do that JoJo meme.
I guess if we all attack at once, he can't. We don't have to roll initiative for the first one.
Oh, I got a nat 20.
A natural 23?
Sure. Yeah. You guys attack Favian. And were you attacking Favian or Leon?
Favian.
Okay.
Guess he's just in front of us.
You guys attack Favian, and all the other NPCs are like, they begin to start freaking out, and you actually see a notification in the top left hand top left corner of your vision that says bounty added 1,000 gold, and they start freaking out, and Leon begins to get ready to fight.
Reload.
Did we kill this guy?
Yes, he's very dead.
Okay.
Every single one of you hit him and dealt an unsurvivable amount of damage to him.
Okay. Yeah, we reload.
You guys come back and he's just chilling there. Everyone's doing their normal thing.
Hey, remember that time we killed you?
How did it feel? How did it feel to die? I want to know. God.
He says, well, what? And everything freezes, but you guys don't go to the black syringes yet. Everything's just frozen, including you. Like, you can't move. You can't move your eyes. You can't look around. You can't speak. But everything is frozen.
Let's try. Even though I can't, let's try.
Okay.
That's very anime of you.
Use your plus Patrick's modifier. Wisdom.
Okay.
Check.
Are y'all gonna do it?
I don't see why not.
I'm gonna roll. The dexterity is the same modifier for this character, so I'm gonna roll the dexterity.
Wait, dexterity and wisdom? Wait, what was that?
No, wisdom. I'm wisdom. Just using this so that y'all can see it.
Okay.
Oh, that's up. Oh. That, it's showing too. So let me turn it off, advantage, and just redo it. Boop. Okay, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, no. Patches, you're able to move your eyes, but only so much. But other than that, everything is still frozen. You guys see a shadow begin to move across the floor, like a person's shadow, as if they're walking. And you see this shadow. I don't know how to describe this. It's like an invisible person casting a shadow. And you see it walking up towards Favian. You see another small shadow appear in front of the humanoid shadow. You see some stuff work on. You see them like mess with this other shadow. And it's moving extremely quickly.
Oh, at normal speed.
And you see them walk away, come back, and this shadow is just kind of shifting all around the room a bunch really quickly. Then everything goes black, and then you reappear at the entrance of the church.
Okay, let's just do this to like six more people at the same time.
If this doesn't work this coming time, they may have changed the layout, or they may have affected the code in this area to try to make it harder to break, but let's try it one more time.
Okay. Who's still here? Is Baby gone and everything?
No, everyone's still there.
Okay. Hi.
We want to see you suffer internally.
Everyone is still there, and Leo Frick is back.
Oh. So he's an actual NPC. Leo Frick. Most tested by talking to him.
Oh, yes. How are you doing? Are you new here? Yes, I don't recognize you. I have a task that you may be able to help me with.
Okay, I'm gonna stop you right there. guys, he's back.
Yeah, hold on. Hey, we murdered you. You remember that? No? Yeah?
I'm sorry, are you threatening me?
Okay, let's murder him again and then reset and see if it works again.
Yeah,
Val doesn't wait. Let's all attack him. No consequences.
For the audience, we're just seeing his like attack rolls are popping up without any of us saying anything.
And they're all definitely going to hit him.
Yeah, they're all hitting him and dealing a considerable amount of damage. The first one was Connor, who rolled a 14 with 7 damage. Then Nathaniel with an unnatural 20 with 5 damage. Then I rolled as Cal with 16 with 10 damage. And then Josh rolled a 17 with 9 damage. So yeah, he's definitely unconscious. He drops to the ground, and you guys see that alert that you got before saying that you got a bounty. That appears again, and everyone in the room starts to freak out.
Just okay. Like that one game that starts with Grand?
Grandma's Tomorrow Zone. Anyhow.
Okay. Do you want to try killing somebody else before we do it, just so that we have two things, and like maybe it'll double break it?
Ooh, good
yeah,
point.
Let's go kill that one dude, the priest, whatever.
Yeah, he's about to attack us right now. And yeah. I turn around, and I'm assuming he's getting ready to attack us.
Yes.
Okay. Video game logic.
I guess roll initiative.
That's fair. Yeah. I was like, we probably can't get away with like double rushing.
Yeah.
People.
Why is this?
Well, he got a 4. Connor, you go first.
Oh. Hi, what's your name? Never mind.
I'm trying to remember his voice.
Leon.
Greyjoy.
It was Leon.
What the fuck was his name? What was his voice?
Oh, wow. What's his voice now?
Oh, my.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you have done a great misdeed to the church.
I spit on him.
That, sir, is assault.
Is that... Do you think... Oh, no. I assaulted someone. I look back at the man I just murdered.
And you have committed a murder in my church.
Does that 12 hit him?
It sure as hell did.
Oh, it did.
Yeah, but he's still good. Yeah, you swing your long sword at him, and Josh, it is your turn.
I'm going to hit him with this hammer. Might as well be one.
I think you should get yours checked out.
Yep. And does his does his AC lower?
It does not lower, but you get him. You got him. He's dead.
Oh, all right. Reset. Oh. All
right. Yeah, you guys reset, and everyone's alive again.
Hey, Leon. Hey, Leofric?
Yeah.
And who was the other one that we did the thing to?
Favian.
Hey, I murdered all of you guys. Remember that?
Are you trying to threaten the church?
Okay, so they did fix it.
What about, is Leon say the same thing?
None of them react?
None of them do anything?
They seem confused, but they don't seem to react to what you said.
All right.
Damn it.
Let's break the game another way.
They seem confused.
Oh. Hey, Leon.
I mean, I remember... think it would be... I think anybody would be confused when you just walk up to them and say, like, hey, do you remember killing you?
Yeah. Let's just try one more time.
Is this a threat? Are you trying to threaten me?
No. Your existence just isn't real, or at least this one isn't. In fact, you're probably dead in real life. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I have no idea what you're saying, but... if you turn from your sins now...
Okay, we're leaving.
Then, okay.
Yeah, as we leave the building, like, alright, I'm pressing save again.
Okay.
So we save right outside the church.
Do you want to try to kill, like...
I don't think killing will work anymore. It seems like they already patched all that.
They may have... probably... Mm-hmm. I'm hopeful they only patched it in that area, but you're right. If it's something, if they could patch it in general, it's probably patched everywhere.
Yeah.
Let's see. There's still that one place.
I imagine were the guinea pigs. We're probably specifically here to find bugs for them to patch.
Oh, that's clever. Well, we may as well keep doing it.
Thank you.
I mean, yeah, that's probably your only way out.
Let's see. There's still that one place where the guy clipped through the wall.
Do you want to drag an NPC there and try it?
Oh yeah, to the place where they can the world end.
Yeah, we can drag it. It could probably even be but the NPC are probably Yeah, y'all just have an NPP. Words are hard right now. I'm glitching. Y'all figure it out.
Yeah, I'm trying to think.
Should we just go with our original idea and just try to beat whatever this of this game?
Is there a beat though? Like, do we just have to do all of these tasks?
We can at least go a little bit further and see if there's any more exploitable places.
That's true. Okay. I guess that's the plan for now.
Okay. So what was the last test that we heard of was the one of the shop owners?
Oh, yeah. The fish person or the arrow person? Fish person, bears. Arrow person.
We also were supposed to do something for Leon.
But I just murdered him, so I kind of don't want to talk to him.
Yeah, let's wait for a bit.
Usually I murder people to not talk to them.
Yeah, you guys start heading to the fishery.
What's the difference? You got a left pussy or right pussy?
You what?
These are tampons, but they're labeled left and right.
Is it L and R or actually left and right?
Oh, wait, light and regular.
I was thinking large and regular, but yeah, light would probably be more accurate.
We'll ask a vagina owner at some point.
Sarah?
That's your thing. I can't ask Sarah that. that's a question. Oh, well.
That's a good question to ask.
What's
the
L and R stand for when it comes to tampons?
Leonore's nuptials.
That's an R.
We're going to have to reteach the alphabet to Nathaniel.
Oh, it is large and regular. Okay.
I was right.
It's not left and right.
I love how the first thing that came to mind is left and right.
I love how it just came to my mind that you said R instead of in.
In, yeah. Oh.
Be gay. Roll dice.
An LGBTQIA actual play podcast network.